بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه، علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما، أخرجنا من ظلمات الوهم وأكرمنا بنور الفهم، وأنم علينا يا عظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، All praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace be upon His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I testify that there is no God except Allah Almighty, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. My brothers and sisters in Islam, as we begin today, a new year, a new Hijrah year, a year that reminds us of the great events and sacrifices of those great men before us, starting with our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in which today was the first day of the first month of the Hijrah year of 1430 years after the Hijrah and the migration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today was the first of Muharram, which is the first month of the Islamic calendar, that it is important for every single Muslim and for every single Muslimah to know this Islamic calendar, because this is part of our identity. This is part of our life and this is part of who we are, to know this Islamic calendar. I'm not saying that we avoid the other calendars, such as the calendar that we use in our daily business life from January, February, and that there is nothing wrong with using that. But at the same time, me as a Muslim, I need to know and I need to acknowledge that I do also have a calendar and a month, an Islamic month that registers a great event or great events of the Islamic history. And today, Ikhwani, is the beginning of this Hijrah year, which is 1430 years after the Hijrah. Which we mean after the Hijrah means after the migration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Mecca to Medina. At the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum got together and they were discussing the matter on having their own calendar and not following other calendars. Because they were following the other calendars that every other nation was following, from the Christians and the Jews and the other pagans and so forth. So the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, sitting down with Umar, each one of them is suggesting what type of calendar should they follow. And even some of them suggested to follow the Christian calendar or the other types of calendars, until they agreed to start their own calendar, beginning from the Hijrah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beginning from the migration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Medina, in which this registers a great event, a moment for the Muslims to remember to the Day of Judgment, that moment that changed history, that moment that changed life, that moment that changed the state of the Muslims from where they were to who they became later, from the time that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Mecca to Medina, knowing that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 43 years old at that time, and knowing that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had received the revelation 13 years before that. But the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had agreed to make the beginning of the Muslim calendar, the Islamic calendar, begins from the Hijrah and the migration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, that was not agreed upon for no any other reason except to remind us about that great event, that moment that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Mecca to Medina, leaving the most beloved place to him. Leaving the most beloved place to him, Mecca. That the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam, when he was in the outskirts of Mecca, migrating from Mecca to Medina, the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam looked at Mecca and looked upon Mecca and he said, by Allah, you are the most beloved place to me in my heart. And if it wasn't for your people, if it wasn't for your people, those pagans, those Quraysh, those people of Quraysh who fought against the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the da'wah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam and the followers of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam, he looked and addressed Mecca and he said, by Allah, you are the most beloved place to me in my heart, and if it wasn't for your people, I would not leave you. Now when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam arrived to Medina, the state of Medina was so uncomfortable to the companions. It was not as convenient as it was to them in Mecca. It was their hometown, their place of birth, their families, their tribes. So the companions who migrated with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam from Mecca to Medina and settled in Medina, they felt so uncomfortable there from many different reasons, including the weather that was so different to them from the weather of Mecca. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he said, oh Allah, make us love Medina the way you made us love Mecca and even more. Oh Allah, make us love Medina the way you made us love Mecca and even more. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Almighty put this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed and put the tranquility in the hearts of the companions who migrated from Mecca to Medina, and they feel so comfortable in Medina that Medina became their hometown. But it does not stop at just that. It was the sacrifice, my brothers and sisters. It was the sacrifice. It was the struggling that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, led by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that they sacrificed to migrate from Mecca to Medina. And ya ikhwani, the migration might sound so little in our mind, but by Allah, is so great of a sacrifice coming from so great people like the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions. Leaving your hometown, leaving the land and the town and the city that you're born in, and your generations, your descendants, your grandfathers and your fathers been living there for many years, to migrate from that place that you've been so comfortable in from the moment you were born. And then you leave that to go to a place that's so strange to you. That's a sacrifice within itself. And we wonder and we think, why did the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam sacrifice that sacrifice, him and the companions, to migrate from Mecca to Medina? It was all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it was no doubt sincerely for the sake of pleasing Allah Almighty. For that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, that whose migration was for the sake of Allah and His Messenger, then the migration was for the sake of Allah and His Messenger. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ لِلدُّنْيَا يُصِيبُهَا أَوْ امْرَأَةٍ يَنْكِحُهَا فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى مَا هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِ, and who should migrate for the sake of a dunya, or a purpose, or any purposes of the dunya, or for the sake of getting married to a woman, then their migration is what they migrated for. All that for the sake of Allah, ikhwani. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam migrated from Mecca, him and the companions, to Medina, leaving their hometowns, leaving their families, leaving their wealth, leaving their lands, all that for the sake of Allah. All that to uphold Islam. All that to spread the word of Islam. That the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not just migrate in an easy migration, but it was a migration, it was a trip, it was a journey full of fear. It was a journey full of fear and no safety. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, taking each step in that journey, that he does not know that he will lift the other foot to continue before he's captured by the non-believers. But within that journey, it shows us that those who are with Allah, Allah is with them. And those who support Allah, Allah supports them. And those who protect Allah, Allah protects them. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he migrated to Ikhwani, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam, he heard of the planning and the plotting of the non-believers, in which they agreed to get 12 young men from different tribes to kill the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that day will inform Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu that it is time to migrate. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam did not migrate until he made sure that the rest of the companions before him migrated. Except a small number of them who stayed behind because of some particular reason. And this shows a true leadership character that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam cares about others before he cares about himself. Now at this current moment that we experience and see right now within our Muslim countries, such as Palestine, what's happening, that the Muslim leaders care about themselves and care about the enemies of Islam before they care about Muslims and their own people. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam did not migrate from Mecca to Medina until he made sure that the rest of the companions before him had arrived to Medina safely. And we wonder why Allah Azza wa Jal had given victory to such people, because their heart was with Allah Azza wa Jal and their heart was with Islam and the Muslims. Not being sitting comfortable in very luxury palaces and very luxury mansions and just thinking about themselves and thinking about their powers and thinking about the people who support their corruption and neglecting everyone else. What's happening right now in Gaza? Till now, not even one Muslim leader stood up and condemned such an action. These are Muslims, ya ikhwani, from your own blood, from your own race, and that even some of them support what's happening in Gaza. The own Palestinian president said, the Palestinian president, and we don't want to say words that does not suit this place, the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, he said, it's Hamas' fault. Instead of him standing against the aggression that's happening to his own people. And we wonder why Allah does not give victory to Muslims. It's because of heads such as the heads of these people. And the rest of the heads of the Muslim countries. Where I want to come to a very serious point at the end of this session. To show us why Allah gave victory to them. And why victory is not even nearby us. As we mentioned, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not migrate until he made sure the safety and the arrival of the rest of the companions before him to Medina. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam will migrate with his greatest and closest companion Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam heard the planning and the plotting of the non-believers against him, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had informed his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from above the heavens, the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam prepared himself to migrate that day and night. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam will speak to a young man, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to sleep on his bed. And there the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam will be surrounded by the non-believers. Each one of those is a strong young man, ready and motivated to kill the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and for all to get together and attack the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam as a one man heat. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will walk before them, in front of them, reciting, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا فَأَخْشَيْنَاهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. They can't see anymore. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will walk in front of them and none of them will see the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam will leave a young man like Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ali sleeping above that bed, covered with that blanket. Can you imagine that situation that Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anhu is in? In any moment, in any second, the swords will be above his head, slaughtering him and chipping him into parts. All this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All this for the sake of the protection of Islam, through the protection of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which one of us will to put such a sacrifice for the sake of Allah? And then the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam will take a different path. Then the path that the people usually take towards Medina, he'll take the southern path instead of the northern path. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam will be in that cave, the cave of Thawr. While he was him and Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu in that cave, the non-believers will come and surround that mountain looking and searching for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. At that moment within itself, there are great lessons, my brothers and sisters, that every single Muslim who says La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah should learn and understand. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam at that moment is surrounded with the non-believers surrounding that mountain. In any moment, in any second, they'll capture the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The Abu Bakr saw them from far, and he got so worried on the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and the da'wah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that he said, "Oh Messenger of Allah, لو نظر أحدهم تحت قدميه لأبصرنا." O Messenger of Allah, if one of them just looks at his foot, will see us. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was not hiding in a very deep cave. He was hiding in a cave that, ikhwani, these days would not even fit one person of our size. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam heard the comment of Abu Bakr, "O Messenger of Allah, if one of them would just look down at his feet, he'll see us." The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he wanted to teach Abu Bakr. But the reality, ikhwani, this lesson was not only for Abu Bakr, but this lesson for every single Muslim. And we say this lesson to our Muslim brothers and sisters in Gaza. Ya Abu Bakr, ma dhannuka bi ithnain, Allahu thalithuhuma. Ya Abu Bakr, la tahzan, inna Allah ma'ana. Oh Abu Bakr, what do you think of two? Allah is the third one of them. Oh Abu Bakr, don't be afraid. Allah is with us. And we say to our brothers and sisters, do not be afraid. Allah is with you. Do not be scared. Allah is with you. Do not fear any of this aggression and this terrorist act of those non-believers and enemies of Islam. But Allah is with you. The way he was with his Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we remind you of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِلَّا تَنْصُرُوا فَقَدْ نَصَرَهُ اللَّهِ. If he did not support Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah had supported him. And we say to every single Arab leader and Muslim leader, if he did not want to support them, Allah will support them. And if he did not want to stand by them, Allah will stand by them. By Allah, every single one of us needs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone needs Allah azza wa jal. إِلَّا تَنْصُرُوا فَقَدْ نَصَرَهُ اللَّهِ. If he did not support him, Allah azza wa jal will support him. And if he did not want to support them, you Muslim brothers, Allah will support them. And Allah azza wa jal will be with them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect them. And Allah azza wa jal will give them victory over their enemies. Sooner or later, it's all by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is a lesson for us, ikhwani. A lesson that especially at this time and era, at the beginning of the Hijra year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to learn. Wants us to learn that the victory of Allah is with Allah by turning to Allah. The victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with Allah by turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the sickness that the Muslim Ummah had carried for many years. They will always put the blame on others. We put the blame on others. And we don't realize that the blame is on us. The blame is on us. It's our lackness and our deen. It's our shortcomings towards our religion. Shortcomings towards Islam. Shortcomings towards Allah Azza wa Jal is what made us in this situation. We put ourselves in that situation. But we always, and this is a problem, we always occupy ourselves with other things. We don't realize that the problem is within us. We fight the enemies of Islam, and we want to have victory over the enemies of Islam, when our actions are like the enemies of Islam. When our thoughts are like the enemies of Islam. When our behavior is like the enemies of Islam. When we live our daily life like the enemies of Islam, and then we want to declare war on the enemies of Islam, and we want victory over the enemies of Islam. How would Allah give us victory over that? It's something for us to ponder and think. For us to ponder and think that if it's not time today, at this time and moment, that we see with our own eyes, we see with our own eyes the oppression and the aggression that's taking place upon the Muslims. And I start by the Muslim leaders, from them, and it begins from them. If it's not time for us to wake up and realize that it's time to turn to Allah and to be with Allah, to be a good Muslim, To be a good Muslim like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and like the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, then when is that time? When is that time for me to free myself from the slavery of kufr? From the slavery of this world, from the slavery of this dunya, and to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hijrah, ya ikhwani, this time and era, this moment, reminds us why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Why Allah azza wa jal gave victory to the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. It's because of their obedience to Allah. Because their obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's because them following the book of Allah and the sunnah of their Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not sitting down, just putting the blames on others and forgetting themselves. But the battle of Uhud within itself has a great lessons. When the companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, just a group of them. Just a group of them. And we're talking about companions sincere and one of the most sincerest people that you could ever think in history. Disobeyed one order of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And disobeyed the order with a good intention. We heard what happened to them in the battle of Uhud. And that's what we are talking about. A group of sincere companions who disobeyed one order of the orders of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then what would happen to a nation that are fully corrupt and disobey Allah azza wa jal constantly? These are the companions. Companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Disobeyed one simple order. Do not move from this mountain whether you see us win or lose. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught them a lesson. That this lesson is recorded to the day of judgment. These are companions. What would we say when we see corrupt heads, corrupt leaders, corrupt governments, corrupt followers? And then we expect Allah to give us victory? My brothers and sisters, we need to begin from us. We need to begin from our little circle. We are one of the main problems that our far relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our disobedience to Allah, our imitation to the kufr, our thoughts and ideologies that make us every day think like the non-believers or disbelievers, it's what making us resort to this. The hijrah year, my brothers and sisters, as such year, every year, at the beginning of this year, or at the beginning of every year, at this moment is a great moment for us to remember and reflect and ponder. A moment for us to remember and reflect and ponder and realize the great sacrifices of those great men. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with those who follow the path of those men. And today is the first of Muharram, 1430 Hijrah, which disappoints me. That many Muslims don't even know the year or the hijrah year. Or what hijrah year are we in? Or the month of the Islamic calendar. This is part of our identity that we need. We need to acknowledge and learn a lot of. And this is something that goes every single year to remind us of this moment. And to remind us to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to realize that the victory of Allah is with those who turn to Allah and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made it very clear. Illa tansuruhu faqad nasarahu Allah. And this is a moment to remember, if he did not support Muhammad, well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support Muhammad. Illa tansuruhu faqad nasarahu Allah. If he did not support Muhammad, Allah azza wa jal will support Muhammad. If you do not stand by Muhammad, Allah Azza wa Jalla will stand by Muhammad. And the same thing goes. If you do not want to support your Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah will support them. And if you do not want to stand by them, Allah will stand by them. This is the moment that you really show yourself, are you a genuine Muslim or not? And yes, we are far away, maybe to lend a big hand or do something. Something that I feel maybe more comfortable to do. But ikhwani, you're in a moment that you can do something. And there's a lot that you can do for the sake of Allah and for the sake of Islam. And the first thing that you need to do is to change yourself. to change yourself and to have that thought and worry of all Muslims around the world. This concern that some of us never ever had in their lives. Maybe some of us, their concern is the woman they're going to be with tomorrow, or the dollar they're going to have in their pockets, or the car they're going to be driving, or the friends they're going to be going out with. And no concern whatsoever on any Muslim. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, who does not carry the concerns of the Muslims, he is not from them. You want to be part of this great nation, you need to carry a concern. And that concern does not come if you do not have concern on Islam itself. So the first thing I'll call you upon to do is to change yourself. Change yourself. Change yourself from within. Have the love of a Muslim. Think the way a Muslim thinks. Act the way a Muslim acts. Behave the way a Muslim behaves. Have the thoughts of a Muslim. And have the concern of your Muslim brothers and sisters. And do not occupy yourself with irrelevant things that would not take you to anywhere. You'll find that this time and era, people, Muslims within themselves, occupy themselves in accusing each other who is on the right path and who is on the wrong path. In a moment where the Muslims are getting attacked from all around the world. And this is exactly what the non-believers and the enemies of Islam want, Muslims to be occupied within themselves. You pray the proper way. I pray the proper way. You go to the right mosque. I go to the wrong mosque. This, that. This is exactly what the non-Muslims and the enemies of Islam want us to occupy ourselves with. To forget the concern of your Muslim brothers somewhere else. Occupy yourself with relevant things, my brothers and sisters. What's benefit to Islam and Muslims? Occupy yourself to what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Care about everyone that says La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Regardless which mosque they pray in. Regardless which center they pray in. Regardless which imam they follow. Regardless in which way they pray. Regardless in which school they come from. Care about everyone that says La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. This is when you prove yourself a true Muslim. Care about everyone that utters the word of Islam. Care about everyone that utters the Shahada. This is your true concern to Islam and Muslims. And the second thing is, my brothers, is the minimal thing that we could do is financially contribute to them. They're in a state that's been locked and they've been put under siege oppressively and aggressively, unjustly. Why? Because they say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Wallahi ikhwan, it's all because of that. Forget about everything else. This whole thing is because they say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. This is all because they testify the testification of truth is it's La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Not anything else. What you hear on the media or this propaganda is just lies. It's just false to deviate people and think something else. The truth is, this is a war not on Palestinians. This is a war not on Hamas. This is a war not on the people of Gaza. This is the war on everyone that says La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. This is a war that for everyone that says La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And a true Muslim sympathizes and feels that sorrow and grief towards his Muslim brothers and sisters. Each one of us should feel that each Muslim that's been falling every single day, that's his family. The way you feel sorry and you feel upset and sad about one of your family members or losing one of your family members, you should feel the same towards every Muslim that's been falling dead and injured there. Because, ya ikhwani, this is an attack on the word of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And if we're not going to stand by it, then who? And if we're not going to support it, then who? And for that, the minimal contribution that you could do now here is financially support them. Financially support them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make an easy way to reach to them that money. Financially support them. Spend what you can for them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For your own brothers, for your own sisters. Show some sympathy, some care, that you really care about the state of the Muslims by financially supporting them, even if it's a dollar. To support a Muslim or to support or to give something in the path of Allah, Allah did not say if you don't have more than $100, then pay. You could support them with $1. You could support them with $10. You could support them with $100. You could support them with $1,000. You could get around your family friends, and you could get around your own friends and your own family and collect $10 from me and 15 and 20 and 50 and collect it together and send it anywhere that you think you could send that money. And today you have a group of brothers here, brothers standing outside also collecting money to send it through the right people to them. This is a small contribution. And the last contribution, ikhwani, and not least, is your constant dua. The dua. This dua is the weapon of the believers. The weapon of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Allah azza wa jal gave victory to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, when he was outnumbered by the non-believers 50 times. When he was outnumbered by the non-believers in the Battle of Badr. And when he was outnumbered by the non-believers in the Battle of Ahzab. And when the companions were outnumbered in many of the battles, like the Battle of Qadisiyah and other battles. Their weapon, their strength, was through the dua. The dua, the supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That dua that you sincerely ask Allah to save your Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world. And especially in Gaza right now, at this time and era. And for Allah to give them victory over their enemies. And for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to destroy the enemies of Islam. This is the minimal contribution that you should be contributing right now. Try and financially contribute and make dua for them during the day and night. Maybe a sincere dua from a sincere brother and sister could be the opening for these brothers and sisters that have been oppressively and aggressively treated. So make dua for them and constantly make dua for them. And don't forget to ikhwani, the change begins from us. The change begins from me, from you. The change begins when we change ourselves. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah does not change the state of a nation until that nation changes itself. So if we want that change to appear on us and to feel that change, we need to start within ourselves. We need to start within ourselves. And I say to every single brother and sister listening to this lecture, start making a change within yourself. And you see the change that Allah Azza wa Jalla will make around you. Start making that change within yourself. That change, instead of carrying the concerns of this world, carry the concerns of the hereafter. Instead of carrying the concerns of your customers, or who's coming to you or not, carry the concerns of your Muslim brothers and sisters. Instead of carrying the concerns of that dollar, carry the concerns of that bullet that's hitting your Muslim brothers and sisters. Start within yourselves. We start within ourselves, ikhwani. We need to make a change. And then we'll see a great change happening within us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us and to make us from those who listen and hear and act upon what they listen and hear. Inshallah, ikhwani, as I mentioned, we'll all stand up to perform janazah prayer for those innocent Muslims, brothers and sisters and shuhada and martyrs have been killed oppressively, asking Allah Azza wa Jal to grant them the paradise. So all stand up and line up. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed janazah prayer absent on the Najashi when he passed away. So it is from the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam to pray on a janazah even the actual corpus or the actual dead body is not here. Have the intention that you're praying on those dead people who passed away in Gaza. You read after the first takbirah, Surah Al-Fatiha, after the second takbirah, is Salat Al-Ibrahimiyyah, the same Salat Ibrahimiyyah that you do in your prayer. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad to the end of the Salat Al-Ibrahimiyyah. In the third takbirah, you make dua for the Muslims. This is the dua of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you don't know it, just say, Allah maghfir lahum, Allah marhamhum, or Allah forgive them, or Allah have mercy on them. And in last takbirah, make dua for all the Muslims. So have intentions and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give victory to them. Stawi, irhamni, irhamkumullah. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم. Allahu Akbar. اللهم اغفر لحيينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وانثانا اللهم احيينا من فرح الاسلام والدفاع ايمان اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وعافهم واعف عنهم واكرمهم وزدهم وسلم وادخلهم احسن بنا وسلم جل وعلا وان يتقبل لهم الله سبحانه وتعالى دار الخير دار الخير المهلين ادخلهم الجنه وقهم عذاب النار اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم الله اكبر اللهم لا تحرمنا اجرهم ولا تفتنا بعدهم واغفر لنا ولهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى اللهم اهد أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المسلمين في غزة يا رب العالمين اللهم انصرهم على أعدائهم يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم دمرهم يا الله اللهم دمرهم يا الله اللهم دمرهم يا الله اللهم دمرهم يا الله والله we ask you to give victory to our Muslim brothers and sisters يا الله Ya Allah, we ask you to give them victory all around the world, in particular in Gaza right now, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they've been fought against oppressively, Ya Allah. They've been fought against unjustly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them victory over their enemies. Ya Allah, destroy 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 them the way you destroyed them before, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, destroy them the way you destroyed them before, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, destroy them the way you destroyed them before, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it's not hard on you to destroy them, so destroy them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy on our Muslim brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy on Muslim brothers and sisters in Gaza, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy on Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy on them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them victory over their enemies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them victory over their enemies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them victory over their enemies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, destroy the enemies of Islam. Ya Allah, destroy the enemies of Muslims. Ya Allah, destroy the enemies of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Ya Allah, change our lives, Ya Allah. Change our life towards Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change our conditions to what pleases Ya Allah. Ya Allah, change our condition to what pleases Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, make us better Muslims. Ya Allah, make us better believers. Ya Allah, make us better Muslims. Ya Allah, make us better believers. Ya Allah, use us to uphold this religion of yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us true believers like the Prophet and the companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Ya Allah, forgive us. Have mercy on us. Grant us the paradise and grant us victory, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda wa tuqa wa al-afafa wa al-ghina. Nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu abduka wa nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم انت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوه الا بالله